Let's go to Green Mountain. Roger, you're on 850 KOA. Barrett Tillman, our guest. Yes, Roger.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. I'll be brief. Near the end of Vietnam, I was a young Coast Guard radioman working for the Navy at times at their NAVCAM's EASPAC communications facility. So it kind of gave me an ability to invite myself aboard the Enterprise when it was in port for a personal self-guided tour. And I wandered around the ship. I was amazed at how big it was. I even ended up on the old man's private elevator to the bridge. But I wonder if your guest could help explain how huge this ship was. I know I was only 19 at the time, but I think I counted a half dozen galleys, hallways or passageways as long as a city block, a big internal hangar, all kinds of huge stuff. If you could address that.
Absolutely. The Enterprise was considerably larger than any previous carrier, both in physical dimensions and in tonnage. And to try to put things in perspective, the World War II Enterprise, which was commissioned in 1938, displaced right at 20,000 tons. The nuclear carrier, in her original configuration, I think was around 85,000 tons, and is capable of, we don't know what the actual figure is, it's classified, but is capable of way over 30 knots, and 30 knots is about 32, 33 miles per hour. So you can imagine how much inertia a huge object like that generates going through the water. The hangar deck of the current Enterprise is probably about as long as most of the World War II aircraft carriers' flight decks. It's an overused term, but it is cavernous. It is immense. And Boomer Hamilton, the last captain, said that when he took command, the ship still had, you'll notice on any front view of the carrier, there's these two projections off of the forward edge of the flight deck, and those are obsolete equipment. They were meant to catch the catapult bridles for the 1950s, 1960s version of the steam catapults that launch aircraft. Well, today and for the past many years, we've had what they call a shuttle, which is a catapult fitting that latches onto the nose gear of the jet as it's fired. So those overrun bridle catchers were unnecessary. And the Navy Yard at Norfolk asked Boomer if he wanted to have them removed. And he thought for a minute, and he said, well, no. We're still the longest ship in the Navy, and we'll lose the record to the Nimitz class. So, no, we'll leave them all.
And a crew of how many? Almost 5,000?
Yeah, including the ship's company and the air wing.
And the air wing. And the 75% of those 5,000 men, and now in some cases women on board, are under the age of what, 22?
Oh, gosh. You know, we always hear this number 19 thrown around,
yeah.
And it's never true. I would say 75% probably are under 25.
Okay.
Because, remember, we have an all-volunteer force, and it's not as if we're drafting people and rolling them out. So those who are in usually tend to stay.
But you're impressed by how many young people are manning that ship.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the saying is that the kids, the guys and gals driving the tractors on the flight deck, towing airplanes worth $40 or $50 million, you wouldn't think of giving them the keys to your station wagon as a valet parking at a restaurant. But they're very well trained, they're smart, they're motivated. And it's just really gratifying to see the quality of people aboard, not just the Enterprise, but most of our ships.
And when they're on station, they put in very long days.
Extremely long days.
Roger, I'm sure. Take one more break. Thanks for your call, Roger. Right back on 850 KOA.